day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI, and you are tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. I have the pleasure of sitting down with Florence Galland-Chenil, who is the Assistant Director for Trans Estrie, an organization based in Sherbrooke that provides support, help, guidance, and services to the non-binary, trans, and questioning people in the Eastern Townships. She chats with us about Trans Estrie and the important role that it plays here in our region. Florence, I'm going to start off by asking you to please tell our listeners a little bit about the history of Trans Estrie and how it came to be here in our region.
Yes, so this all started in 2016. A group of students from the University of Sherbrooke, trans students, wanted to have their rights be respected, you know, on campus. And so they formed a group, which is the Groupe d'Action Trans de l'Université de Sherbrooke, the Trans Action Group of Sherbrooke University. And over the years, the group grew and started to offer services to people in Sherbrooke and eventually to people all over the Eastern Townships, and quickly realized that this was a very great opportunity for a trans-led community organization in the Eastern Townships, and that's what happened. We converted the student association into a community organization.
Great. Now, what is the group's mission exactly?
So our mission is to support, accompany, and also represent trans and non-binary people here in the Eastern Townships. We do that by offering direct services. You know, we have a service where we distribute binders, packers, gaffs, etc. We also have support groups and everything. And we also do a lot of representation both locally and nationally. We're very well known for being the biggest group outside of Montreal by and for trans people. We've been extremely proactive working during the bill to reform, and I'm really proud of the work we do here. Actually, we're really trying to just give services to our community, but also make our region a better place to live for them.
Yeah, I was going over your website before we started this interview, and it kind of seems like you have an educational mission as well, like to raise awareness at the community institutional levels about the realities and rights and issues that these individuals, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we do have a very big education mission as well. We do a lot of conferences, a lot of training. We have stands in a lot of events all over the region to just get our message out there and remind people that inclusion is, you know, a constant work. It's not just one training that's going to get you to where we need to be. It's something that has to be a part of every single action that you make, and we're there to remind people of that and to accompany them to reach that goal so that we can all together make our region just slightly more inclusive.
You mentioned trainings. These trainings, are they usually done with educational institutions? What are the trainings exactly?
We have great luck of having amazing people in our organization who are professionals and who offer training for us to various institutions. That can be, we offer training in universities, in programs, for instance, people who study to be doctors, people who study to be social workers, etc. We offer training to them to understand trans and non-binary realities before they get into the work environment. But we also offer a lot of trainings to community organizations, to businesses, even to bodies of government when it's requested. So just to teach them, yes, about what it is, what a trans person is, but also how to be inclusive, how to have, you know, an affirmative approach to policy, to services, etc.
Yeah, taking their needs into consideration as well.
Exactly.
My next question was, why, from your perspective or from the perspective of Trans Estrie, is it so critical for the trans and non-binary communities to have this type of support here in our region? What sort of challenges do they face?
Well, first and foremost, I'll say that hate against LGBTQ community has only been on the rise these past few years, especially against trans and non-binary communities. Canadian statistics have only gone up when it comes to transphobic violence here in the country. Even we receive a lot of threats on our social media every single week. This is a reality we have to deal with, and this just highlights the fact that, of course, we need to have awareness of these realities, but we also need to understand that trans and non-binary people face discrimination when it comes to employment. They face discrimination when it comes to access to health services. So it's really critical, I think, to have those organizations there to talk about those realities, but also be, you know, be at the forefront of the fight against discrimination, against violence.
Now, something important for those that may be listening, Trans Esprit is based in Sherbrooke, but as you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, it has started to serve the entire Eastern Townships, including here in Bro-Missisquoi, where we're located. From my understanding, you partner with another group in the area to make this possible.
Yes, exactly. In your area, you have the wonderful chance of having Divergent, which is an LGBTQ organization that you have locally in Granby. We do partner a lot on a lot of issues, and when possible, we try to go towards you guys and try to offer our services locally. Of course, the region is pretty big. This is always an issue. So having that organization there to be able to serve as a bridge for us to join your community, it's just amazing.
Now, those are all the questions that I had for you, Florence, about Trans Esprit, but please feel free to mention anything important that the community should be aware of regarding your group heading into this year. Are there any changes the group's experiencing, workshops, events that you want to highlight that you think might be of interest?
I will keep you posted on that because we have a lot of projects that are not exactly public yet, but I will be sure to let you know as soon as we can make an announcement.
Great. How can people go about contacting you or getting in touch with you here in our area if they are seeking services that like you offer?
Yes, you can always contact us through our social media on Facebook or Instagram. You can also email us at info@transestrie.org or just, call us. The number is on our website and you can always just drop by. We have no appointment meetings on every Monday, every Friday. So just come hang.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Florence. I wasn't sure if there was anything you wanted to mention before we sign off.
No, that was perfect. Thank you for having me.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.